It'll be a garage sale, it'll be in Renton, right?
Yeah.
Craigslist, maybe Finers, slightly used.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. So these are the town options here in red. New EMS levy for town or merge town into the fire department. And these are the options for the fire department. You can either contract your new EMS department or start a new EMS department.
Within, yeah.
So. Okay, does that, does this work or is there some better way to do that?
Let's see.
If these flow from these, I could do vertically.
I don't think there's any reason for a new EMS levy just for town. I mean, I don't see them keeping town separate.
Is this not an option then?
So that makes less sense. I think if they're gonna dissolve the current EMS, then the new, whatever levy it is, that's gonna provide services, is gonna include the town.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it not this then, merging the town?
It's the question of annexation as opposed to contracting.
I should have used the word annex town, sorry.
I guess, yeah, whatever. Yes, I guess that's what I.
So are you all entertaining the one option?
Well, they basically redistricting.
Be redistricting because they'd probably be also getting rid of, my guess is the fire department would say we can't provide services out to Stewart.
I think our annex town is an umbrella for, and gets sheds whatever hours they don't deserve.
All right.
Or something.
But it's really a redistricting, is what it would be.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the town would just be part of it.
And that would be true of the place that's an annex town, you know, you annex town.
So does this go?
Let's see, I'm trying to see what.
Annex town or new EMS levy for the town?
Oh, no, it would just be implementing new levy, just a new levy.
It would be additional to.
Right.
You'd do both. The town would come in, redistrict, and it would be a new levy.
Not just for the town, but for the whole.
Yeah, I think annexing town and a new levy, either fire or EMS, one way or the other.
Right.
Has to happen in one kind of thought, because you can't do one without the other, so to speak. So.
Annex. Town.
And.
And then new levy, right?
Would it all be one?
That's kind of one thing, but yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, but that's the flow of this, right?
That's right.
There's no other option here, it just goes straight to that.
Can't see it, I guess.
Would dissolve include the potential where Peace could pick it up as a new entity itself?
Why not?
Well, that's true, it doesn't have to be fire district, I suppose Peace Health could be the one, but I can't imagine.
I can't imagine they would want to do that.
I mean, that's kind of.
But I don't think Peace Health has any EMS under their umbrella.
Well, and they can't, Peace Health isn't an entity that can levy.
Right, that's right.
The hospital district is doing that, so where they are right now is pretty much Peace Health. Because it's, the hospital district is actually the entity that has to do it.
So what else?
Under contract, do you, could somebody off island, you know, medic one as an example, could they handle coming out here? Would they want to do that?
I don't know, it's a good question, it's something to find out.
Can't tell you.
Right.
Logistically, it would be challenging for anybody, but.
Yeah, does this change this at all?
What about, we, the other one we didn't throw up there for contract is, we have two other, actually we have three other fire EMS districts.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Would they contact them?
I think to answer your question, Nathan, the.
Potentially.
I don't think they would.
Annex town and pass a new levy, and then contract or stand out.
What is a regional fire authority is?
It has, you have to annex and pass the levy first, then you can decide what you're gonna do with the revenues from the new levy or the increase in the fire three levy.
Of all the, of the county?
I don't think it has to.
It just kind of progresses.
Well, you, first things, annex and, you know, then do the levy, whatever levy you're gonna do, and then decide whether you're gonna use that money.
Because levies are by island.
Buy service or stand up service.
In a regional fire authority, would it be just by the county?
Depends how you set it up.
How do most of them set up?
ought to do more research on it, maybe Brad knows, but I mean, you have a regional fire authority where they're all coming together for administration, they haven't changed their levies. So you have multiple levies going in to run the regional fire authority to provide service for multiple districts. I think you can do that, but I don't know without doing more research. Or you can have a regional fire authority just have one levy for the entire service boundaries that they are serving.
Which probably is the most politically appropriate, just because.
Seems like the most simplest.
Yeah, well, there's.
At the end of the day.
You start to.
Maybe not initially, but at the end of the day, it sounds like it's the most simple.
So.
Right.
Is that stepping too broad, do you think, in our? In our.
Who do contract with?
No.
A regional fire authority.
Yeah.
Regional fire authority, yeah. That involves other districts and folks who may not care.
No, but to get back to Mark's point on the contracting side, I think we ought to at least include the idea that potentially maybe one of the other fire districts on maybe Orcas or one of those districts would potentially consider a contract.
Yeah, we could list out all of the contracting agencies.
Yeah.
One nice thing about that is if you needed to pull some paramedics or EMTs over to fill a gap.
Right.
It's a shorter ferry trip than for Manicouris.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, they can see
Gadget that. Or Bellingham.
Right.
So under contract.
No, yeah, please. No. That'd be helpful.
You're talking about a regional thing, a regional EMS levy, rather than fire, have an EMS levy where your medics are working for an EMS district and the local fire departments are doing the EMS.
Is that?
That's another option. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about.
Marcus would be interested in it.
We haven't talked about separate ALS, BLS, which actually is an interesting question.
Yeah,
because then it's another doubling of all the possibilities and of what you contract for.
And one of the main significant gain is efficiently staffing your paramedics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could say you're on Lopez this shift, you're on Orcas this shift.
Yeah.
And there's a savings there in just a regional EMS district and BLS being
on. Are there regional EMS levies? There are. For just ALS or ALS and BLS?
Most of them are ALS, and most of the fire departments in Washington that do EMS are just doing BLS.
Okay.
It's only because
and
of the isolated.
And they're contracting ALS services.
There's some larger entity like Medic One.
Medic One's all ALS.
Right. And then the local entities are doing the BLS.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so
that's a pretty common model. Because of the isolation and geography here, that's why Lopez does ALS and BLS, and Juan does the same, Lopez does the same, because if I roll up my fire engine and say, oh, this is an ALS call, send me a medic, and they're over on Orcas, it doesn't work so well.
Right.
But a regional EMS authority might be able to manage the medics efficiently.
Yeah, for staffing.
And then you staff the BLS with volunteers are paid on call. I mean, that's just something else to go up.
Yeah, no, thanks for raising the ALS versus BLS, which we have not discussed.
Yeah.
But it's a good point.
Isn't that what Skagit had, though?
It's a common model throughout the state.
Yeah,
I mean,
didn't they have a regional EMS authority, or was it under the county?
It was under the hospital, wasn't it?
No, it was the county.
It was the county.
So that would not be this. That would be they were under the county.
Well, that's so that presumably that regional EMS or whatever would only be for ALS.
ALS services.
For regional ALS service as opposed to BLS, I think. Because that's what makes sense.
Right.
Right.
Which is initiated countywide.
Countywide ALS,
right.
For example, would make some sense.
And
you could do a regional levy for that, right?
County. So we should put county on there somewhere.
Which actually
makes it a lot simpler.
Certain
if
appeal.
One hospital district that covered all the islands, but we don't have that.
The big issue you have there, of course, is getting all the islands to agree on something.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake, right? I will sign that to you, Dan. Get the other islands to agree. This will be no problem.
You have to pay their house.
Gotta make a couple calls.
Yeah.
And a lot of those regional things start out as contracts.
Yes.
A lot of these things go from right to left over time.
Right.
So
it's kind of the way I'm thinking.
Contracting at the regional ALS level as well, and then work towards a independent authority.
Regional ALS, though, still has to then have something to do with BLS. So even underneath regional county ALS, then underneath ES, there'd have to be another line that says BLS does something.
BLS would be with fire.
Well, BLS could follow the thinking down below.
Right.
Whereas ALS, we'd pull out of it.
Right.
And keep it somewhere else as a possibility.
Is that what you're talking about?
BLS goes, or it stays in an EMS.
There is,
service that just does BLS.
So if I remember correctly, in round numbers, roughly 1,000 calls, 1,200 or something here, less than half are ALS calls.
Yeah, that's what he said, 400 something.
Right? Yeah, right. It's not the majority.
Right, so you have a separate entity on that small amount of calls. It'll grow in the future. But.
Yeah, the question is, but that's the problem with staffing, too.
Right.
You've got ALS equipment and bodies for calls that don't necessarily happen every day.
And that's where you work with the hospital to say, can our paramedics be in your emergency room, provide you staffing, and
be available
for calls? Particularly on this island, you have that option.
Yeah, that
you don't on the other island.
Well, there's some medical facilities there. I don't know.
There are
24/7 those.
They're not providing after hour care.
Right.
But it would give you the option then to look at a different care model on the other islands potentially as well. Like an urgent care kind of a scenario on the other islands if you went to that kind of a model.
Right.
Because now you have staff. Now you have staff that are essentially sitting around waiting for a call. They're not going out on the BLS calls, which are the majority of the calls for EMS.
And it would maybe in a small way mitigate some of the expense, because there'd be some cost recovery in that.
Correct. Again, it's screened for one hospital district serving the entire island.
You guys
are islands.
Yeah. Before Lopez Work is get up and going.
Yeah, they're already.
They're already up and going.
They're already doing it.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a little late. If that train hadn't left the station already, that'd be a great idea, Mark. We've had that conversation over the years. Never went very far.
I can flip this board around if you want to work in something else, then come back to this.
I was just I'm just trying to rack my brain on another alternative.
Go home is something we haven't thought of yet. There probably is. We'll add it later if we think of it. But I do think we should keep on top of mind the idea that we can contract ALS for one of these models somewhere else, just as another option overlay on top of all of these things that we've talked about doing.
How far out does that go, though, from a standpoint of what we're chartered to do? Because, you know, it's kind of like you go back to the same thing of, well, we could have one hospital district or we could have one regional fire authority. How far out do we separate things as opposed to the charter, which was the idea of merging EMS and fire?
Well, we could, I think, within our charter say you should merge BLS service into fire and have them firefighters be trained, you can get trained anyway into.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that that makes sense unless you're looking at the rest of the county, because what value would you get out of just having a separate ALS, unless it was the rest of the county?
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be less efficient.
It would. It might be.
I mean, you.
Yeah.
The
mainline, you have two paramedics go on a call, but you only have one paramedic in general, EMT, to go on a call. So if you have to call the fire district to send an EMT with an entity that's over here with the ALS stuff, it's...
Yeah, that definitely is an operational challenge.
Moving BLS to fire only makes sense if you're doing a regionalized ALS system. Just splitting the two locally, you lose incredible efficiency because you're paying the medic, and then you also stay...
Right, because then you need management for the ALS system, and so now you're, actually, we're layering.
The benefit is the regional scheduling of medics, or staffing of the ALS provider.
And I can't imagine the county agreeing to a one hospital district combined units. That would be a long road.
Yeah.
That's a tough vote. That's gonna be a tough sell.
Especially now.
For the sake of completion, do we want to try to work what you do with town on all these options? We only got stuff with town here and there.
Well, those are where it's required. You can't do those without annexing the town. The other things you can do with or without, actually.
I really don't see any other alternative.
No, I think that's good enough.
What's on the other side?
Nothing yet, would you?
Would you clear?
Yeah.
It's fine, yeah.
All answers.
That would have been cool.
Can we see how we did?
That's not very effective.
I think that's why that site's not used.
Maybe that's why you're not...
Yeah, it looked like it might have been permanent, marker.
I could take a picture of the other side.
And erase it, yes.
And erase it, but then you can't go back to it. So that's why I was trying to flip it around.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Dan, is there a bathroom here with paper towel that can get wet and wipe that off?
Right there is wet.
It's just an environmental problem.
I'll be right back. Are the existing levies in perpetuity, or do they have a sunset date?
No.
They have sunset dates.
Well, the EMS levy does have a sunset.
Six years.
I forget how far into it we
six
are.
6 years. 22. It runs out in
22. Runs out in 22.
The fire levy is
the fire levy is permanent. So it depends on which levy you're talking
that's
about.
That's a consideration.
And hospitalist levy, actually, for the sake of completeness, is also permanent. So the only reason to vote on a levy for the fire district and the hospital district is the lid lift to raise back from the 1% a year.
Plus new construction.
Yes, plus the construction. Thank you. Again, for completeness, Mark is all over it. But yeah, I mean that lid on the permanent levies is substantial. It's a big restriction, if you will, on how much they can take.
Right.
And that hasn't been an issue for the fire district, but with the cost of your expenses for the EMS,
yeah,
huge issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You not only need to pass the EMS, then you have to consider the lid.
Right.
It needs down the road. That's sort of big. But anyway.
Lopez and Orcas have just a single levy.
They do. Orcas is a 10-year vote. I don't know about Lopez and Orcas, but they do it all under fire, so they don't have 50 cent
EMS.
They can spend a dollar, I mean, that's in 4 cents on property.
Yeah.
And still have it.
I didn't take the dry eraser board cleaning class in college, but I think this is adequate.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, don't touch it with the eraser, it's gonna make a mess.
Okay, so you want me, what are you gonna work on next? You working on pro cons, or what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I think we'll start on some pro cons.
What do you wanna start with?
Which one do we wanna pick first? You have to see the other side of the board.
Don't worry, it's...
Well, let's see. Why don't we list the big ones over there, contract, combine, dissolve? I mean, those are kind of the three do-somethings. And then we can deal with them.
Okay.
Issues column, because like the levy, would that be a pro or a con, or just an issue we've got to deal with in doing it?
Well, it's
for contracting. For any of them.
For any of them.
Yeah. Do we want an issue that isn't a pro or a con, because we're going to sit here and battle? Well, I think it's pro. I think it's con. Well, it's definitely an issue.
Okay. You can add an issues to the right of con there, and we'll just. Those are the things that we kind of just shelve temporarily because we can't agree which column it goes in or if it isn't. It may not even be a pro or a con, but it's just something
right.
To work out.
Yeah. Or more data collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can do that.
Try not to have a lot of issues.
Issues are small.
Very small issues.
Very, very small.
Yeah. We'll see.
I could probably make these bigger columns. Probably need more room for the cons, too. Okay.
We'll make it work.
All right.
For now.
All right. We can always change this as we get going if it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Contract. It's probably seems simple.
No levy?
Well, levy, there would still have to be a levy.
Or
you don't have to change the levy.
You don't have to change the levy. You don't have to annex or change the levy.
You would not necessarily change the levy.
It could be the same.
Yeah. Hard part. The cog, of course, is finding somebody to contract with who can do the job.
Limited options.
You're going to have very limited choices as to who you can contract with.
And depending on who who that contract's with. I mean, we wind up with some subset of issues like union contracts and potentially some related issues there. Because that certainly impacts the politics, potentially.
Yeah.
If we assume we can find a larger entity to contract with, on that assumption, there's the benefit of staffing from a pool as opposed to it's just whoever we can find here.
Would you have union contracting issues? If I had union issues? Because the union is, right now, as a paramedic, is with the EMS and the hospital district. If I go to contract with, say, Medic One, mm-hmm. they don't have to use our paramedics. They bring in their own paramedics.
Right.
So the contract here just goes away.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the political potential problem.
Does that fall under issues?
Is that a con?
It may be an issue. It could be a con. It depends. I mean, politically, if you're going to go...
Yeah, they also depend on what's in the CBA. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean...
How easy is it to just say we're not going to use...
I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe that's what...
This and that may, limit, that, that may be the limiter in this.
Happy to reword this if someone wants different wording.
Sure.
That's right. Mostly want to get the thoughts.
That's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Current medic union or similar limiting issue.
Another con potentially is where are we finding EMTs? Because now you've, if all of a sudden you're contracting with an organization, existing EMTs, a lot of them are going to say, we're not going to go for that organization. Potentially.
You mean medics and EMTs, right?
EMTs.
EMTs. The medics are employed, so they probably...
Well, I think part of it, though, is, I mean, it almost seems like it's a, what if we contract with the fire department? Different, probably, criteria. Because I'm thinking that another con then would be a financial increase, because let's face it, I don't know that anybody can contract out here unless you are on the island. Mm-hmm. That isn't going to have some kind of financial incentive. They're going to want a financial incentive to do it, and they're already at 50 cents. They're already at their max levy. Mm-hmm. So you're almost going to, you know, there has to be synergies of scale to get a reduction, and there's nothing synergy out about being out here.
I wouldn't say it won't come. I would say it may not come, because we don't know.
We're guessing.
Yeah. We're guessing.
If I think is what I meant to put in there, where to find volunteer EMTs
if
current won't
come. Yeah, just add if in front of that, we're good.
Just an observation, who you're contracting with makes a big difference. If you're contracting with AMR, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If the hospital district's contracting with a fire district, that's a whole different list of pros and cons and issues.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. It may be helpful to identify who it is you're talking about contracting with.
Is that an issue, depending on who you negotiate with, who you're contracting with? Or is that a pro con? Or are you suggesting different rows for different contractors?
Or I was suggesting different rows for different contractors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we could do a
so
general...
So we could do a contract with a fire district. Or you contract with a private outside provider or something.
Some of these are going to be common to all of them. Do you want me to start a row specific to each contract, or do you want me to... erase this?
My thought would be is why don't we put contract with fire as a separate, because would that even become a recommendation of ours? What would be the purpose of contracting as opposed to
moving?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I see that advantage.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the fire district would take it anyways.
I'm not certain of seeing an advantage either. And I'm just trying to think.
The downsides are pretty significant.
Because, you know, moving, they're in their own complete control. Contracting, they're not in control of the levy, they're not in, there is some shared there, and I can't imagine that fire is gonna jump up and down.
The only thing with, if contracting is if the fire doesn't want to bring over the paramedics with the union contract, they can find their own paramedics potentially, or they can contract this for
They could under move, couldn't they?
What, what's that?
Couldn't they under move?
In the move?
I think the contract probably would go with, a collective bargaining agreement is part of the deal if you move EMS.
That's one of the issues we'd have to look at, and so.
In fact, I'm not even sure, you know, if you merge the entity and keep the organization that you got, but merge it into the fire district, that you could just tear up the collective bargaining agreement.
You'd have to dissolve, probably.
You'd have to dissolve to do that, I think, under any circumstances. I mean, that's pros and cons on the dissolve side.
The contract option has been put forth by the PHD.
The fire district?
In the initial informal pitch. I think the idea is, you know, when I mentioned that a lot of these things went from right to left back to fully involved, it was a dating option.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's stepwise.
There are many challenges with it. But I know the PHD has, or representatives of EMS have put that forward as a dating option.
Yeah. Well, that may be a pro, actually, is it's a stepping stone to something else later. You could do this knowing you're going to try to do something else, and that this is the first step in that direction. There's something else to be moved, merge, or dissolve.
Stepping stone to.
To.